So here we are, third segment. We thought we were going to do this in about half an hour, but we've been so excited we'll spend about 10-15 minutes on this bonus segment. And I'm here with Max Ucherek of Max Photographics. So if you type in Max Photographics, what do you type into Google?
M-A-X-X and then P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-F-I-X.
So again, it's
M-A-X-X, P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-F-I-X.
And it's Max Ucherek, which is M-A-X-U-C-H-E-R-E-K. And if you Google him, he comes up on the very first page right at the top. So I'm happy to be spending some time with him. My name is Mark Dassault, and I maybe should have introduced myself to the others, but obviously we'll do that appropriately in the copy for these segments. What we've been talking about is the photographic industry and the major changes we've looked at in the first segment, if hopefully you have access to, which we're looking about the massive changes due to the digital camera. And then in the second segment, which was about an hour, we basically talked about how that's dramatically changed the industry and how a photographer can adjust to that. And in this segment, I'd like to just take about 10 minutes just to basically look at what a crisis opportunity is, and the crisis is the industry. And if an industry is going through such dramatic change, what do you do as an individual? And if you're listening to this, you don't have to be a photographer. If you're a photographer, that's great, but is just apply this to your business, because I can tell you without a doubt what's going on in the photography industry is just more illustrative, because people can associate with it because they're photos and they have the digital cameras on their mobile phones, like on my desk right now, and they can associate with it because it's easy to understand. However, in their industry, they're going through the same thing and they have difficulty understanding. So this is a good metaphor for them. So in your case, you've taken, and these are just some statistics I've learned about today, you've taken over 1 million pictures.
And printed them.
Yes, you've printed 1 million pictures. And what you've also done is you've photographed 1,600 weddings over the past 20 years. Okay? Now, in doing that, what you've done is you've created an asset. And that asset is a massive repository of stuff. And that stuff just basically sits in your garage or in filing cabinets or in some kind of a repository, either hard disk or, you know, physical negatives that have been archived properly, as most people probably are not doing, you know, that figurative shoebox, so to speak. And one of the things that's important is the biggest challenge that you have, in the reason we're doing this interview, at least one of those reasons, is to articulate your value proposition, which I think we've done very effectively in the first and second segments of this three-part series that we're doing this morning. We're doing this on a Sunday morning, so obviously we're very passionate about what we're doing. And we're doing it because I'm a client of yours and we're friends and you're in the Platinum program. And what we are is we're committed to making sure that you can fully exponentialize, fully leverage what you've done for the past 20 years going for the next 20 years. And how you do that is by starting with taking an inventory of what you have. And I've already said you've taken 1 million pictures, 1,600 weddings. And if we just, and I know you've done a lot of other things, but if we just look at those things, see what can you do with them? Well, the first thing is you have to articulate what you do, what you've now done over the past hour. And anybody listening to this can do exactly the same thing. We're sitting here, we're in the lobby of a hotel in Sydney. I've got my iPod, it's a little video iPod with a little microphone, and we've been talking, and we're going to edit this down just at the front and the back end, because there's really nothing in the middle that we want to take out, I don't think. And what we can now do is we can stream it onto the internet, and we can literally send this this URL to thousands of people, so they can now get something of value. Now, in your case, the value that you're going to be trying to sell them is very simply their perception of who you are as an individual, as a human being, but as a provider of photographic services. For me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate how we can have an exponential discussion, and that they can basically be you know, listening in on that conversation to see how you can think exponentially, to what I call twist the cube, to create exponential results by doing out of the ordinary things that create extraordinary results. And the way you do that is, for example, and these are just, you know, just off the cuff ideas, is you have to articulate what you've done for the past 20 years. The fact that you've taken 1 million pictures, all of those statistics that you've done, the number of weddings that you've done, how the industry's changed, you need to write that down and you need to document it. Ideally, you do it in the written form. Then you do it in the auditory form like this, and you start telling those stories. And each one of those stories becomes a 3, 4, 5, or 6 segment of audio component that you can then start delivering what we call on your pathways to profit. So as you're having conversations with people and you say, "Hi, I'm Max, I'd like you to hear a few segments," and then you can start telling the stories that make you unique. Then you can, because especially you have this, you have video and or photographic representations of these things. We were talking about that sniper. What was his name?
Vasily Zaitsev.
Yeah, Vasily Zaitsev, right, in Leningrad, right?
In Stalingrad.
In Stalingrad.
Stalingrad.
Yeah, in Stalingrad, okay. So in Stalingrad, and it's a famous story, and I've seen him represented in a movie. And what he was able to do is to capture that specific moment to be one of the most exceptional snipers, and he basically inspired a nation. Now, that story is very important to someone who wants to make absolutely sure that you are the sniper on that day for that wedding to capture the essence of the beauty of that moment. Or if someone is having a graduation, to absolutely capture those moments when the person goes up on stage, grabs their diploma, and comes back. And also captures those impromptu moments, those candid moments when people are celebrating with their friends and family, and not these still shots where everybody's standing there with
their diploma. Oh, don't look at the camera.
Don't look at the camera. You know those stage shots. But if you're mixing around and you literally, like that sniper, finds the subject and then shoots that magic moment, by telling people that that's what you do, they could literally hire you. You not ever tell the graduate that you're taking pictures, stand off to the side taking these pictures and capture this event in a completely anonymous fashion. And that in itself would create a better result than having people stand there with that photo-faced image.
Well, even when I have been commissioned to do a job and I've had guests come up to me at some point and say, when are you going to start taking photos? And I'll say, I've already got 400. How many do you want me to take?
Yeah.
They just don't realize that if I move quietly and just...
Correct.
They don't even realize I'm doing a job.
Exactly. And by telling that story, by explaining that, that's very powerful. One of the things we talked about is you have this repository of 20 years of photographs that you could contact your clients, and everybody can do this for their own clients, just saying, look, I have this on file. If you need it, I can give it to you. Now, when I say give it to you, it's not for free because there's a cost of storing, there's a cost of everything. But I'll do it for you in a mutually, economically agreeable way. And I'll do it for you because I can. Now, when you do that, you have to put a caveat around it. And this is where this discussion needs to go, is how do you do that in a step-by-step process? So in the case of the 1,600 weddings that you've done, give me a number of the number of people that you think that you could reach by direct mail.
Okay, because we already had a dry run at this, and we did some confirmations before. So, you know.
So out of 1,600.
Well, we took, as an example, we took the most recent 200 to 300 of those, and we could track down probably 78% of them in
okay.
that time.
So 100.
Yeah.
Okay. So out of 100, so what you do is you write a direct mail piece, and this isn't a one page, and it's not a brochure, even though this piece may have some pictures in it. You basically tell the story that you're sending this letter, and again, if you're listening to this, you can do this with your own numbers. I'm sending this letter to 100 people. I can only do what I'm about to say for 10, because it's real, because you can't do this for 100, because you don't have that many hours in a week. There's only 168 hours in a week. I'm going to do this for 10 people. And for these 10 people, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through my archives, and I'm going to put together the 400 or 500 pictures in a different types of format, in video, in print, or digital pictures. And I'm going to have a session at a hotel suite on a particular date, and you can pick your date, just like your wedding. You can plan for it 2, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 2 months, 3 months ahead. And I'm going to do this for a set price, whatever that price is. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like to invite the whole family. Family, friends, people that were there, kids, whatever. And I'm going to create an event for you. It's going to be 2 hours. And you can pick your 2-hour slot. And everybody shows up, and I'm going to have coffee and donuts and croissants and muffins and all that kind of stuff. And what I want is I want you to relive the experience of, in this case, it happens to be a wedding. And during that 2 hours, I'm going to take you back, and I'm going to show you pictures that you didn't know I took. And these are pictures of people who have since passed on, people who've since gone off and married other people who've moved overseas, people who have been sick and have recovered, people that you've lost touch with, people that you're now best friends with and you realize that that's where you first met them. And what I'm going to demonstrate to you is the wealth of value and memories that you didn't know that you had. Because chances are out of the 500 pictures, you probably only commissioned me to do a reprint of maybe 30, 40, 50, or 60 of them at most. So I've got 200, 300, maybe even 400 pictures of people that I captured in the background that you wish you had because you've lost touch with them. That's going to be my gift for you. So now what you're doing, and it's just 2 hours and there's a set price, that alone has to be beneficial, economically beneficial to you. And then the back end of that is, if at that point you're interested in purchasing those pictures, either digitally or in video format or reprints, whatever the case may be, that becomes a different discussion. That becomes a different value proposition of what you would do. So now what you could have is, you could have, instead of doing 10 weddings, you could literally redo the weddings that you've already done. These are weddings that will take you potentially half a day to prepare each, and you tell people exactly what you're going to go through. You're going to spend half a day, and you're literally only going to spend half a day religiously saying, okay, I'm going to spend 3 hours for each one, and then I'm going to spend 2 or 3 hours for the family to come in, and you're going to take them through this experience. There's going to be music, and then people are going to have seats, and they're going to be comfortable, and they're going to watch the screen, and then you're going to have a photo table, and they're going to be able to look at all of these trannies that people, you know, most people have never seen what a photo table is, and you're going to be able to tell the story that you remember, and people are going to relive their memories, and you could maybe even video people going through this experience as well, because that in itself is, things will come up, and if it's recorded, they'll remember the stories that they didn't know that they forgot to tell their grandchildren. I mean, imagine what that would be worth. If my family was here, they're not, because they're in Canada and in the U.S., unfortunately, but if my family was here, I would do that in a heartbeat. Mm. Because I know that if you had taken pictures of my parents' wedding, I don't care what it would cost, but for their wedding anniversary, that would be the gift. Because what do you give your parents who don't maybe have everything, but they don't really need anything more material, but to relive one of the best days of their lives, I mean, that's just an amazing thing. So if you're listening to this, is how can you transpose from being a product and a service to be an experience? Because that is, one, it's more enjoyable, and second, all of a sudden there's no price that you can put on it. And the people who will pay this $1,000, $2,000 for this experience will gladly pay it. And they'll gladly pay it because to them it's worth more than the price that they're paying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because, I mean, what I was saying earlier about this being a very emotive business, in fact, a lot of businesses are, that if you can create an emotional experience for people, then that is when they are...
Sorry.
Are you all right?
So that was just a quick call because I actually have a presentation in about half an hour, 45 minutes in front of about 200 people. But let's just wrap this up real quick.
Okay, just quickly, that concept. When you create an emotional experience, people are more likely to buy into the whole nature of what it is that you're trying to deliver to them in terms of giving them some benefit from, you know, what it is you can do for them.
Correct.
And it's far easier when they're emotionally engaged with you in an experience rather than trying to, you know, sell them something in the mail. Yeah. Or over
trying to sell them a print is just trying to sell them a print. Yeah. And you don't want to do that. And I apologize for running you a little bit. We didn't run out of time. We spent way more time than we had original. Because right now I'm at a 1 hour 43 minutes of recording, and it'll be edited down to maybe probably about an hour and a half with the three segments, because this has been a three-part series. But just wrapping up real quickly. And if you want more information on what we do, you know, you can always Google my name, Mark Dussault. It's MarkDussault. And I have a website, markdusso.com. And the Platinum Program basically takes people through a process like we're doing with Max over 12 months. And all you need to do is twist the cube. And what we've done today is we've twisted the cube that people can get married all over again without having to go through the expense of a wedding by reliving that experience and reliving the photographs that you've captured, reliving the experience of the people that were there. Imagine if people sent out a wedding invitation, right, for the reliving of their wedding. And it happens to be an evening dinner presentation in a restaurant, and they charge people, you know, $100, $150 per person just to relive that, and you have a photo presentation of photos that they've never seen that you've now uncovered. I mean, could you imagine if you did, and I can't speak for these 100 people, but if you did that to 100 people and they could relive that, I would think there'd be at least 10, if not 20 people that say, I'll do that.
Even the nature of getting people together, because I know just in the last few weeks, I've been involved in two family events, of families who haven't seen each other for 10, 15 years, that they just haven't got around to
yep.
someone making a day saying, we're all going to get together this day. These were just like get-togethers that were like barbecues or you know, have dinner. But how it would be if it wasn't just an ad hoc thing, it was like, okay, we're going to do this now. And while we're here, we're going to relive the events, capture those while we're here,
yep.
and also plan for some in the future, that we have you know, a case of past, present and future, so we've got something that we haven't done, and if no one had made the move and at least planned this thing, it may never have happened, and
right.
these families would be you know, apart all this time without ever getting together to share such an experience.
And then on that night, everybody looks great. You can take some additional pictures as people are watching the pictures that are being projected on screen. I mean, it could be an amazing event, absolutely amazing event. I have to run off.
Thank you, Mark.
But Max, again, Max Ucherek.